And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
And a beard. Here on Declare Your Independence, I'm here in Ernest Hancock here in Phoenix, Arizona, A from the beautiful studios of Freedoms of the Nest, freedomsphoenix.com. We have John Bush on with Joby Weeks. Joby just wanted to say, yo, what's up, real quick. We're running out of time. He and I are still working. It did open up on the phone here, and so we're good, Joby. I will go ahead and get on it and make it go
great.
Work.
Ernie, I love you guys. Take care, John. Good to hear your voice, and I wish you the best of luck, bro. I'll see you probably in Anarcho-Poco later on in the year.
Yeah, Donna is, she's willing to go, man, if you'll let us stay there. You good?
You can stay at my house, no problem.
Boom, on it. All right, talk to you later, Joby. Thanks, man.
Take care, guys.
Bye. John Bush. You know, it's good to have you on, man. We're going to get all caught up, and we were talking about his, Canagrow, and, it's another Joby multi-level go make bunch of money, and this one you can actually purchase it from, because you're not doing a security, you're actually buying a whole plant. You can do it in America. Yay. So John Bush, he's kind of along the same lines of, we're going to get Helified, and how might he do that? Now, John began his activist career in 2002, questioning the official account of what happened on 9/11. That, some of the best activists came out of that. They just went, what? I think I'll question like everything, because everything needs to be questioned. And he did, about the wars in the Middle East, about the truth of 9/11. He was introduced to libertarianism by the good Dr. Ron Paul in 2007, part of the Lovevolution. As he learned of anarchism and agorism, he focused his energies on promoting alternative institutions like cryptocurrency and mutual aid groups. His interest in natural health led him to discover Kratom and CBD, a natural remedy which he sells through his company, Brave Botanicals. As of late, he has been promoting self-growth and entrepreneurial strategies and helping people to overcome addiction. Now, Kratom is, we've done shows on Kratom before a long time ago and talked about it, and we all need to be refreshed. But tell me about the plant Kratom. What kind of plant is it? Where does it come from? What's its legal status now? What has the government and the man been trying to do? What are you doing? Go.
Well, thanks for having me, Ernie. It's always a pleasure. Kratom is a member of the coffee family, although it has no caffeine. It's made from the powderized, dried-up leaves of the Kratom evergreen tree, which is primarily grown in Southeast Asia. We import ours from Indonesia. It's been used for centuries in Southeast Asia as a folk remedy. Day laborers would take it to help give them a little bit more energy when they're working out in the fields, and then it would also be used to help overcome opium addiction way back in the day in Southeast Asia. And it's grown increasingly popular in the West.
Okay, wait. You mean back when the opium dens and they had and back in the day and ancient Chinese secret getting them off the opium, they were using Kratom back then?
They were using Kratom to overcome withdrawals so they could get sober again.
Whoa. Because I've heard that, of course, is a big thing here in the U.S. for it. I didn't know that was like ancient Chinese secret already.
Yep. It's old school and new school now. So it's becoming really popular in the West now, especially after the DEA tried to ban it in 2016 and add it to Schedule 1. They failed, thankfully. But
no, people went ape crap. That's how we found out about it. Yeah, Congress was going because it was like curing people, and pharma don't like that. So somebody came out, they were going to try and regulate kratom or make it illegal in some way, and Washington got flooded. People came out of the woodwork. The rhetoric was, you know, you're taking away the ability for me to get off of these opiates, and you're the one pushing the opiates of kind of, it's like big pharma's like, no, we need, opiate addiction, and you need to buy our pills, and you sure as hell don't need that kratom cure you. It became kind of obvious. So when they were doing it, everybody went, whoa, what the hell? And they backed off. Now, who backed off? It was the FDA or something, right? But or DEA or something. So what's the legal status of kratom now?
Yeah, it was the DEA. They did an unprecedented move and tried to emergency schedule it as though there was some big kratom epidemic, which is absurd. And there was a mass pushback because it literally gives people their lives back when they've become addicted and dependent on these opioids and opiates, even heroin. So thankfully now it's completely legal at the federal level. However, there's 6 states and a handful of cities that have banned it. And
wow.
I think these 6 states have banned it because they kind of just grouped it in with K2 or Spice, which is like a synthetic marijuana that's really bad for you and kind of jacks people up. There's a lot of homeless people that use it. And so the derpy, dorky lawmakers, not really understanding what kratom was, they just saw it there next to kratom at head shops and gas stations and thought they would lump it in all together. But since the DEA failed, now the FDA, which we later would learn was the one putting pressure on the DEA to ban kratom, the FDA is putting out all sorts of propaganda. They're trying to circumvent the federal government and go straight to state and local efforts. But thankfully, the tide is turning, and now there's actually legislation getting passed in states like Utah and I think one other state, maybe 2 other states, that's actually legalizing kratom and putting some light regulations. I prefer no regulation. The market can regulate itself, but it's better than having it be prohibited to have some little minor regulations.
Okay. Minor regulations. What the hell does that mean?
labeling requirements.
Friendly advice from Uncle Sam? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, the labeling requirements are there. Those aren't too onerous. But there is a strange, like, there's different alkaloids in kratom that actually have the effect. One of them is mitragynine, and then there's another one, 7-hydroxymitragynine. And there's some scientists that are finding the 7-hydroxymitragynine actually may have some addictive characteristics to it if you take a whole lot of it. And so one of the regulations says that you can only have a certain content or concentration of this second alkaloid, which I think is kind of ridiculous because that would require all sorts of alkaloid content testing, which can be pretty burdensome. And then, you know, Mother Nature has the plant in its best fashion and form. There's no need to manipulate it or to avoid certain ones. It may be so people don't do, like, the extracts. I don't know. It's like I said, it's not ideal. I would prefer just total market regulation. The market regulates itself, personal responsibility, consumer responsibility. But this is what organizations like the American Kratom Association, which is like a trade association, whenever a state or a local jurisdiction is about to ban it, they're like, hold on, don't ban it. Let's alleviate some of your concerns and
tell us what it is. I mean, you know, we only got like a minute and a half here before we go to the break, but you know, kratom, I've had from years ago, they gave me 3 big packets of, it's just a powder. They grind it into, it's almost like talcum powder. And I've had, like, Dr. Tamburi, he just, when he comes in, does, you know, he's like shoveling it by the spoonful as it's kind of like his breakfast or something. And then I've tried it a little bit. You can buy it in pill form now at the smoke shop or whatever. It's kind of legal here, you know, but what is it? Is it a root, a vine, a space plant? I mean, what is it?
It's the leaf of a tree. And like you said, you could take it in powder form or in capsules. We're actually giving a free ounce away to anyone that wants to try it. They just have to go to freeounceofkratom.com and pay $5 for shipping and handling. we'll send him a free ounce of the little green powder to give it a try. I take it regularly for stress and anxiety. It also helps me with focus and motivation as an entrepreneur.
All right, we're going to get into all the benefits here when we come back in just a little bit. My free ounce of Kratom.com, is that it?
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agrist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. And some people will try dirty tricks to silence your voice. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agrist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, you cannot tolerate any skullduggery. So go with agristhosting.com. Have a WordPress or blog site, but you're not satisfied with performance or uptime? Or just want raw hosting? Want to pay with Bitcoin? Agrist Hosting specializes in high-performance hosting with personalized service. Go to agristhosting.com and click on the button that says Get Hosted. That's agristhosting.com.
Yeah, I think I got a bag left over. Somebody gave me. It's in my top drawer. What I did is my son-in-law was training to run a marathon. And I go, yeah, you're not a marathon runner until you can say I've run marathons. So you got to do at least two because, you know, you don't be a slacker. But so in the training, he was like, yeah, he had all these pain and everything. No, there's another one, just a clear bag. It's just a bag. But so I gave him some. I said, well, you know, try this, read up on it, and so on. He said, yeah, you try it, and it helped a lot with his training pain, you know, little aches and pains and kind of whatever, and so he was into that. And I've done it, but, yeah, this I got, what it's called Red Tie or Red something, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, for the audience, hear me. Yeah, I'll show them here in a little bit. Let me see. I do this camera. All right. It's just a powder. Now you can buy it at, you know, the store here in these capsules, and you get, of course, it's $1 billion. I just got it to get it, you know, say I did. But we're going to talk about where the plant comes from and everything when we come back here in just about 40 seconds. Now, Brave Botanicals, I dig that fist leaf logo thing. That is awesome. Who came up with that?
It was my concept, and then there's this crypto guy I knew that did the art.
That is, that just the idea of that is just so amazing. That I love simple shit like that, man. That is awesome.
Yeah, you're a symbols guy.
Yeah, hell yeah. The world is memes.
Yep.
All right, when we come back, I'm going to read a little bit the thing here you got on the plant itself. We have some pictures up there, and then I'll show some of this, and we'll go over how it's used and stuff and where we can get our free. All right, here we go.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800, 602-264-2800, and now, Ernest Hancock.
Yeah. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. John Bush, good friend, long time revolutionary out there doing, helping the peoples. And, you know, looking to make some money. Oh, you're so allowed. Okay. Now, Kratom, I want to show you what it looks like. Let's see, go camera two, so do that. Okay. Now, this is, it's just a powder. Now, this one's called red something, pie and so on. Now, green lion kratom, this one is a green. I guess there's a few categories here. We'll talk about it. Now, this I got at a smoke shop up here. They had, and I had the guy come on at the, well, it wasn't a dispensary or anything. It was just, you know, tobacco and pipes and bongs and whatever. It's a smoke shop, but they had kratom. It's starting to really, they tried to make it kind of illegal. We had guys on and all of a sudden the Sun City people are all over it and replacing some other stuff and getting off their opiates and everything. So kratom's become a thing, but what is it? You know, where does it come from? Kratom is a member of the coffee family and is made from the powderized leaves of the kratom evergreen tree. Grown in Southeast Asia, kratom has been used for centuries by laborers for energy, pain relief, and relaxation. Kratom is growing in popularity in the West for chronic pain, stress, and anxiety, overcoming addiction, and more. Kratom comes in a powder form and can be taken as a tea mixed with water or juice or taken in capsules. There are countless people who use kratom regularly, and many report that it has helped to no longer be dependent on opiates, and other pharmaceuticals. So this is a powder, and it's a, describe the tree, because Billy Kratom here was doing this. He was selling the trees. He'd get these little plants and whatever, and people were, you know, so you know what? I'm never going to be without Kratom, and hell, who the hell would even know what it looked like? So how are you getting your product, John?
Import it from Indonesia. We have a trusted supplier and farmer that we've used for 3 years now. So we import it in bulk, and then we take it and package it up and sell it in 1, 2, and 4 ounce bags, as well as half kilo bags.
Well, do you
can buy the trees as well?
Well, do you get it in the powder form, or you get a bunch of leaves?
Oh, they dry it up and process it in Indonesia, and then we import it as the raw powder material.
So this is it looks like it's just a leaf. It's dried, and then it's ground up and powderized. But there's three main different strains. What is it, different trees or a different way of processing it?
A little bit of both. It's not as specific as cannabis strains, for example, but different trees and different areas of the farms, and also different areas in Southeast Asia, will produce different colored leaves and colored veins on the leaves. And then those different colors tend to have different effects. And so the big three categories are green, white, and red. There's also yellow. That's not as popular. The red ones tend to help more with chronic pain and relaxation and help sleep. And they tend to be a little bit more sedative. And then the white varieties on the opposite side of the spectrum tend to be a little more uplifting, energetic. They help with focus, motivation, stress, and anxiety. And then there's the green varieties, which are a little bit in the middle, more like the whites than the reds. They also help with stress and anxiety and tend to be a little more euphoric than the white varieties. I personally take the white and green for stress and anxiety, and then, like, if my kids are going nuts and I'm feeling a little edgy, I'll have some, and it'll just really help me with patience. And then I also take it, usually I have coffee or caffeine in the morning when I wake up, like around 7 or 8, and then by the time, you know, 1 o'clock rolls around, I'm starting to feel a little bit mental fatigue because I've been working all day, and I'll have a couple teaspoons of kratom, and it really just picks me up and peps me up and helps get me through the rest of the day.
How expensive is it? Because all I got is free until I bought these capsules, and that was kind of expensive. So I'm wondering, you're getting it through you, I'm getting a year's supply for $14.95, not $1,495. I mean, you know, what are we looking at here?
Yeah, so you can try it for free, just $5 shipping and handling, freeounceofkratom.com. And then if it works for you, if you like it, we sell 1 ounce, which is about a 2 week to 1 month supply, depending on how much you take. It could be less, actually, if you end up having a higher dose. That costs $15. Then there's a 2 ounce bag. You double that. It's $27.50. You save some money. And then we have a 4 ounce bag, which is really popular for people that take it regularly. That's $40. So that comes out to $10 an ounce. And then finally, if it's something that you make a regular part of your life and you're taking it every day or every other day or multiple times a week, then it'd be best to go ahead and order a half kilo, which is 1,000 grams, around 17 ounces. That cost $100.
Now, I had a young man, well, a couple. We had the guy that were selling it. The smoke shop came on. And then a few years ago, we had, when it was really starting to kick here in America, a guy, you know, local here called Billy Kratom. And he was really pumping this as it helped him a lot. He was evangelical, like all, you know, all you guys are. I mean, it's like, woohoo, we found the cure, and we want all our friends to know about it. And, oh, by the way, you can buy it here. So this was, it's not a small amount you take. I mean, you could take heaping tablespoon. Is there even an OD on this thing? I've seen people just down this crap by the spoonful. I mean, what is the toxicity of this?
So I always recommend that people, if they take it regularly, they take a few days off, maybe every week or two, so they don't develop a high tolerance. There are some people that were formerly addicted to Oxycontin or even heroin, and they use the Kratom to overcome the withdrawal symptoms, and then they simply become dependent on the Kratom, and they're taking, you know, like an ounce a day, which is a really high amount. It can have withdrawal symptoms if you just pound it and pound it. And just like, just so can coffee, right? A lot of people drink coffee every day, then they get migraines when they don't take it. It's just good to be used responsibly. Now, the CDC and the FDA will say that there's been dozens, or the CDC recently said there's been 91, quote, Kratom-related deaths. But in almost every single one of those circumstances, the people also have fentanyl or heroin or Oxycontin in their blood. Yeah. There was even one person that got lumped in with the Kratom-related death that, like, jumped off a roof. Another person was shot. And so whenever there are, like, 91 Kratom-related deaths, you actually look at the numbers, and usually there's only, like, 7 that only had Kratom in their system. But it's highly likely that there was some other complications or something else that happened. I think it would be,
well, I mean, have you gone lab rat on me, you know, and said, oh, I'm just going to keep going till, you know, I pass out? Or, I mean, I'm wondering, because
I've taken too much. Yeah. I've taken too
really?
Much.
Really? What happens? I mean, because I've, you know, they come up and they said, yeah, take 5 to 10 capsules a day. I go, holy crap. You know, So, and then people I've tried enough to see if I can feel an effect, and not really. I mean, you know, I get a little bit more focused, but that's where Bulletproof Coffee came in. Because the big thing was, as I was winding down in the afternoon, I still had a lot more work to do, and then it would just keep dragging out because you're losing your energy. I needed to get my editing and everything freaking done by, you know, 1-2 o'clock. So I'm going, yo, how do I, and it's focused. We're going to talk about that more, how it's used, what it does for you, what the stories are, personal experiences, friends, what John has done, and he's making it available, but we need to be informed.
Is spreading the message.
Because we need to be informed, okay? Now,
yep.
We'll go ahead and when we come back, get use cases on this. I've had it for years sitting there. This bag is probably all I got left, and it's not from me using it, it's from me giving it away, you know, people that needed it, wanted it, whatever. And I have the red is for what does red do?
Most people take the red for chronic pain or help sleeping. The red is most popular too when people are coming off of prescription pain medicine or
okay
heroin.
So Donna, this is for sleeping. Okay, so now I'm going, I got the powder, the red powder here. Donna's like, all right, whenever I try your crazy libertarian freedom-oriented kind of stuff, too much cookie. I mean, you know, whatever, right? So she's going, if I need to, you know, give it a good try here, I'm going to rest, and it, hey, that really worked, and you get Donna endorsement, how much is she taking?
I would start with like half a teaspoon to a level teaspoon on a full stomach. That's what it says on my packages too, half a teaspoon to a teaspoon. So it's always important to start as light as possible.
Yeah, no, that's light, because I've seen people, man, they go to town on this stuff, you know? It's like tea. Might as well call it mud, you know? I'm not getting the impression that I took enough, a little extra, just to see if it had an impact on me. Not really. You know what I mean? Not enough that I couldn't, like, drive or something. Yeah, what about driving and Kratom?
Oh, you're totally good. I mean, if you take a good amount of the red stuff and it's really good, you could feel a little bit tired, but it's nothing You can drive fine. In fact, I purposely take someone on road trips and stuff. It helps give me a little more stamina. I'll send you guys a sample pack.
Let's do it.
Each one of our strains.
Address is at the bottom of every freedomsphoenix.com page. There it is. That's my home.
Okay, cool. I'll get you set up. I'll probably ship it out tomorrow or the next day. Probably on Thursday I can ship that out.
Well, I'll give it what for, you know, but it's you know, give me some instructions on what we should be doing and how and whatever, because see, my thing is I know it helped some people here that were having it was pain relief, because we're up here near Sun City and Sun City West retirement community. We have a lot of activists and friends that, you know, live up there in the active life of, and they go around with their suitcases of prescription meds. And, you know, it was like pharma, somehow they worked it into making it like they were proud of how many pills they had or something. I'm like, what the hell kind of psyop did they do on you guys, you know? And so now it's changed. It's like, you know, how few they can get, or they replace it with marijuana and kratom. Kratom started off really kind of, marijuana was always there. Kratom hit the retirement community here in Arizona really hard, you know, about a few years ago. And then marijuana started to take over. Now they got different combinations of the two, and they're got their little canning groups and their own can of butter, making $140 off of Amazon to put your weed in here, and the butter comes out, and we got cookies. You know, they're making the muffins. Yeah. You can't eat a baked product in Sun City West without asking somebody if it's got THC in it. I mean, you know, so this is, it's changing healthcare a lot and putting it in the hands of people that aren't stupid. You know, they're not stupid enough to think they can keep taking opioids, I can tell you that, you know. So it seems like a threat to pharma, and I just can't imagine them just, you know, we're talking to Joby about the canner grow, and it's going to overwhelm pharmaceuticals in competition. Kratom is going to do it. They don't go away quietly, man. They got something to say. And if there's, but with Joby and John Bush and Ernie, they're probably the point they don't want to press too hard there first. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, they're getting smoked.
I'm for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Well, I see a whole lot of people crying. Don't blame me. They point the crooked little fingers at everybody else. Spend all the time feeling sorry for themselves. Victim of this, victim of that.
Get over it, go over it, have your own freaking cure of kind of wait, quit waiting for the white lab coat and the stethoscope and the guy with the shiny badge telling you what's up. Because, you know, they're usually lying or for their own purposes or something else. Because it's good, today is a good show, having, you can see it coming. There is going to be an overwhelming wave of grandma home remedy of, they said, and back to the day of it, we didn't have this problem before, and the side effects weren't, if you only did this kind of fresh fruit leaf smoke grow corn pipe farmer out in the front, he's probably, all those pictures, they were probably smoking marijuana, you know, because I'm like, this has been so part of our culture for so long. You look at old magazines, Sears and Roebuck catalog days back in the day and stuff. Yep, you know, we got this here, fix it all. It's called fix it all, and it's marijuana. So we have a red tie I have here, and I got Green Lion. So no. It's Green Lion Kratom. It's white tie. Okay, it says that's a brand name, Green Lion, but it's white tie. So I got white tie and red tie here. What am I doing to these? When do I need to take? I put them in my medicine cabinet for when?
Well, you basically take it as needed. So people that have chronic pain, they'll usually wake up and feel maybe a little achy or sore, and they'll take a teaspoon or two in the morning, and then the effects usually last around 5 hours or so. So as the effects start to wear off.
What effects? I've done, you know, several. I tried it for a little while, and I could see, my focus was this. I wanted to have more focus. When I started doing the bulletproof coffee, it was a dramatic change. The fats and feeding my brain that I could remember longer numbers more. So when I'm multitasking screening while something's processing and I'm multitasking back and forth, my fingers and brain are going, woohoo, man, I get confused, you know. But, you know, I do this. Now I can, you know, I save at least an hour a day in my work on Freedom's Phoenix and the site and all that kind of stuff. That was important. At the time when I was doing that, you know, the Kratom gave me some advantage too, but, you know, you had to take a lot of it, and I could see I was going to go through it fast, and, you know, coconut oil, grass-fed butter, and organic coffee is cheap, so, I mean, you know, I'm good. But, you know, this did have an effect, and I didn't get deep into it to, you know, try to do a super evaluation because I got what I wanted, but focus. Now, this is nootropics is like a big science now, because who had the advantage was the young guys, the millennials on Wall Street. They were taking stuff so they could do the 80-hour, you know, week. They could do the focus. They could get advantage on their competition and their peers. They could do it. It's all about, and they got the special formula of, well, Kratom is a part of a lot of that. So I'm going, which one is the focus?
Yeah, the white varieties tend to be better for the focus. And oftentimes there's brands at gas stations, they're like mass producing, they're pumping it out, they have warehouses full of it, so it's not always as potent or high quality. Our customers are just totally pumped about the quality that we have, and I think that's why we get so many repeat customers. So I just prepared an order for you and Donna during the break, and I'll send you some probably on Thursday, and definitely give the White Lightning a try. It's a white Meng Da variety. That's what I take to help.
Okay, give me exactly what I want. A 3x5 card if I don't got to figure it out. Okay, John Bush, the professional, said, all right, he knows Ernie. Maybe he needs a little extra one here, a little less there. You never. So you go ahead and you tell me what to do, and I'll try it for a week. And I'll give you a valuation of, because this stuff, to me, I've tried it. It's not enough of an effect that you're like can't drive or anything. It's not like that. It's more like a an aspirin or a cup of coffee. Or, I mean, it's kind of a mild. I guess you can do more, but it was a really mild experience. But it was beneficial. And if I had some pain, so I'm interested in this. I'll give it a test try, because I have tried it before, no adverse effects, and didn't get all stupid or anything. But you tell me how much and what, and I'm on it.
Right on. Yeah. On the package, it says to start with half a teaspoon to a teaspoon. And I always encourage people that don't take it regularly to take it on a full stomach. Some people that try it for the first time feel maybe a little nausea. But for most people, it's just pretty pleasant.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to do whatever the hell you put on the card.
Yeah.
So you don't write it down, man. I'm fumbling in the dark. So go ahead.
All right, I'll write it down. I think it's actually one of the benefits that the effects are more mild and subtle. And like you were saying, if you double the amount, if you take, you know, 2 tablespoons instead of 2 teaspoons, it definitely has a stronger effect. And then the people that get the most benefit from it are people that are suffering from chronic pain, because it does stimulate the opioid receptors. But unlike opioids like Oxycontin, Vicodin, it doesn't cause respiratory depression. And that's why it's so much better than all of these pain pills that Big Pharma's pumping out. And people are dying from these pills because they're taking too many, and then their lungs stop working and they die. That's not the case with Kratom. So I think it is definitely big competition for pharma. I saw a number once that the prescription pain medicine industry is like $21 billion or $25 billion a year. And it's estimated that Kratom is like $5 billion. So that's pretty big competition there. And, of course, they're coming after the man. Oh, I wanted to share, like, so there's this program that the Department of Justice put out back under Obama called Operation Choke Point. And it's an effort to put pressure on the banks and put pressure on the credit card companies to not process transactions for firearms, adult toy stores, CBD, Kratom. And these are a few of my favorite things here. And it makes it hard to do credit card processing. So I always had this little clever hack where I would, like, use a PayPal invoice, or I would get the person's credit card info and put it into Cash App, a Cash App invoice. But it always got shut down inevitably. So for the past 5 months, I have not been able to process credit cards. But there's a workaround. Of course, we have cryptocurrency, which your audience is familiar with. We take Bitcoin, Dash, Litecoin, Ethereum, and Bitcoin Cash on our website. But we also take e-check, which is super cool. It's basically like an electronic check. The customer just comes to the website, they put their account number and their routing number, and this program that we use called Green Dot Money, they mainly do it for cannabis and CBD, they'll do like an electronic draw from the checking account. It's totally safe and totally secure, but it's a great example of how the man is trying to shut down access to Kratom, but there's always a workaround. So e-check and cryptocurrency, basically you can't shut those down. So
yeah, they've used the money. I'm glad you – I kept trying to think of that. What the hell was the name of that program? Choke Point, they took bank accounts. So if you were a adult film star, you had a gun manufacturing, anything to do with guns and dispensaries or marijuana or drugs, they went for the low-hanging fruit of boom. You are not allowed to have a bank account. And I'm like, you sons of mail. Ooh, and I need another reason for cryptocurrency. So this is, you know, the man is just, you know, propagating, making this stuff happen. It's almost like they're doing you a favor. I'm on, God, man, okay, I'll send you $20 later. All right, here's the, I want to show the audience. Here's a prescription that I had, and it says, best used by 2014. May of 2014, so I guess it's probably not going to get used that much. So this is hydrocodone. So hydrocodone, this is for when I had, a crown done or a tooth thing. And my doctor gave this to me, and it says 20 pills, and there's 18 in here. The reason that I just don't need it, because whenever I can, if I got some kind of pain or something, it was, you know, at that time, I think it was around that time that it was the Kratom. So I tried, that was one of the things, you know, during that time too. I just kind of, yeah, so maybe it was more than a few years ago, maybe 5 years ago. And didn't need it. So I got prescription. I mean, that's the only prescription bottle I got laying around for anything. And I'm 58 years old. God forbid you go to, you know, your doctor and everything. All right, what prescriptions are you on? Or none. Marijuana. I mean, you know, does that count? There you go. That's it? None? 58? You got none? Woo! You behind the times, boy. We got to get you hooked up. How about not and some Kratom?
The overall picture in the real estate market today is one of frustration when you take many factors into consideration. The housing market pundits would have you believe that everything is okay, but the long-term trending on the real estate numbers say otherwise. You are starting to see another wave of commercial and retail center vacancies, which follows a downturn in the residential market. So when you are ready to sell your house, I can help. This is Donna Hancock with Silver Alliance Realty in Phoenix, Arizona, and I can take some of the guesswork out of the home selling process, providing you with market trends in your area and detailing what you can expect before, during, and after the transaction. Being in the real estate business for almost 20 years now has afforded me knowledge of the market, networking with industry specialists along the way, and that includes professionals that can help after the sale to help protect your assets. So let's get moving today. Please feel free to call or message me at 602-828-1819. That's 602-828-1819, or visit my webpage at donnahancock.com.
Okay, I got you're like 5 to 10 a day. Kind of like, hell no. So I got 6 of the white capsules. Now I'm going to do these now and then see, you know, later today what's up. Because I just have this stuff. I didn't even done any, you know, just because I didn't care. I just wanted to have it because I wanted to have it. But I'm not looking for really any change, just performance enhancement or either a health of this or less something that or something. So I'm not going, woohoo, let's go get high and do some crazy. Yeah, what is that? Let's say I'm recreating. Woo, we're going to rave. Let's do the... Are you doing Kratom for anything? I mean, what's Kratom going to do for you?
Well, people that want to quit drinking can use it if they're going out to a party. So everyone's drinking booze and they're like, man, I really want to drink. You just pour up some Kratom and it kind of takes the edge off a little. So it helps with sociability. So you could take it when you're going out drinking and dancing and stuff just because it's kind of uplifting and gives you a boost. And I think it's good for folks that are overcoming alcoholism because they're still able to do that drinking motion and, like, hang out with the buddies and not feel totally left out. They're still drinking something, and it also helps to kind of take the stress away. And, you know, a lot of people only go out and drink because they feel anxious and weird around people.
Yeah.
So it helps to alleviate that a little bit.
It's that's one of the things that I get from everybody is its mildness. Now, that's like with the coca leaf. You go to Peru and so on, and everybody's walking around chewing on cocaine leaves. I mean, you know, that's where cocaine comes from. But they're not, it's not that highly processed. It's not the same as doing cocaine. It's coca leaves is kind of, okay, a little pep. I had a few cups of coffee, and let's make it up this mountain. So it's just part of their life. It's when pharma gets involved. It's when they start concentrating everything to get, you know, past the, you know, patrols of whatever the hell. I mean, it's just, if you just leave people alone, they do what's in their best interest, what they want, not because of what some marketing, you know, smuggling guy's interest are. I mean, it's just, this whole thing is so jacked up. But I can see that people are, they have access to information in the internet. They're starting to medicate themselves. Oh my God, you're self-medicating. Yeah. Asshole. You know, I am. You know, and your point? So I'm just, want to get into more of the processing and what it is and what it does for you and stuff. All right.
Well, another thing, it's being totally censored. So, like, CNN will cover all the CDC and FDA propaganda press releases, but then I had my advertising account shut down on Facebook for talking about Kratom. That's part of the reason why I'm doing this free ounce thing, because I'm trying to just circumvent all their BS and have an offer that's so good that I'll still be able to have people learn about Kratom, because it's hard to get the word out there. And then people Google Kratom. You talk to some guy on the street.
Yeah, okay, like, here we're coming back. Let's talk about it. Here we go. Yeah.
What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Propagandy, propagandy. If you want to fool the folks, it comes in handy. If you want to tell some lies, pull the wool over their eyes, you can do it with propagandy.
Propagandy, propagandy. You can liberate the babies from their candy.
Kratom. It's yep, so easy. Yep, it's yep, so easy. You know, they just take it away. You're not allowed, and we passed a law, and you kind of, yeah, but, you know, millions of people aren't benefited from it. I just, freedom's the answer. What's the freaking question? And I'm wondering, when you do these, you know, Kratom events, we're looking at you having updates. And once I do, I hate Microsoft. They can so suck it. Anyway, so when you have a gathering, who are these people that are coming? Because it seems like a wide variety. They're sitting there holding a sign and, you know, freedom from. I mean, there's, I was shocked when they tried to, the FDA or DEA or whatever, trying to make it a Schedule One or something, because, I don't know, pharma sent them a postcard and said they should do that. When they tried, how many people, they went, whoa, holy crap, man, we stepped in it. We were trying to preempt this, but there's already a thing there. What is that? Who are these people?
Yeah, that picture you were sharing is a picture of us. Kat and I helped to organize a rally with some other Kratom activists. That was back when the DEA tried to ban it, and we marched around the federal buildings into the state capitol. And it's mostly just run-of-the-mill folks. There's a lot of older folk that have chronic pain, back pain, people that got involved in accidents. And then there's a whole lot of people that were hooked on prescription pain medicine and just jacked their life up, and they were all lethargic and weird. And there's this woman in California, was one of my early customers. She called me and was so grateful because she was so hooked on Oxycontin. No, it was Percocet, that she would, like, have to sit on her bed and just rock back and forth, and she was taking care of four grandchildren. And so she started taking our Kratom, and all of a sudden she's able to keep up with the grandkids again and feels great. And then there's a lot of young people that take it, like you were saying, kind of like a nootropic to kind of get a little extra edge. It's a really diverse bunch. It's just normal people. And then when the DEA tried to emergency schedule it, they awoke this sleeping giant, because this isn't the case with me. Like, if Kratom were to be taken away from me, like, I would be able to cope. It wouldn't be the end of the world. But there's a lot of people that were formerly dependent on heroin or Oxycontin, and it just wasn't working for them. And if Kratom were to be banned, then they would have to go back to the pain meds, or they would risk relapsing on their heroin addiction or whatever it was. A lot of people take it instead of alcohol too. And so because of that, they were ready and motivated to show up to the rallies, to make the phone calls. There was actually like 50 congressmen that wrote a letter, and 10 U.S. senators. There's like 54 congressmen, 10 U.S. senators all signed on to this letter urging the DEA to back off. And I think that actually speaks volume. You know, this little obscure plant. You got 10% of the U.S. Senate, which is usually has their head and, you know, all up there and bombing people and taking everyone's money. They took the time to actually send a letter. So, yeah, a lot of people pushed back, and those people are still pushing back. Every time there's a state that tries to ban it, this really strong group, American Kratom Association, they put out the call to action, and people just show up in mass, and the county regulators are like, what the heck?
Because they had no idea how many people were benefiting from this. The government didn't even know it existed. And then all of a sudden they got a ban. Woo! They found another plant from Southeast Asia. You know, so we got to ban that plant. Woo! Go get them done where they can't get no relief and cotton. You got to buy pharma. And then all of a sudden the people went crazy and they went, what? Yep. I remember when that happened. It was over a period of not even a month. It was like, bam! And they went, whoa! Damn, did we stick it in that? We don't want to do that no more. But yes, they do want to do that. They just going to come at it some other way, get something. Is there any kind of rumblings on Kratom as being regulated? They're going to get their fingers in it?
I think they got beat at the federal level, so I don't think they're going to be doing anything federally anytime soon. But what the FDA, it was discovered after that big effort in 2016 that it was the FDA that was pushing the DEA to do it. And of course, the FDA is controlled by Big Pharma and the revolving door. And so now they're trying to circumvent the federal government, and the FDA is going to state boards of pharmacies and all the bureaucratic agencies, and they're going straight to the state legislatures. There was actually a county or a city in New Hampshire that recently banned it. It's banned in Denver, Colorado. It's banned in San Diego County. And so they're still...
Kratom is banned in Denver?
In Denver, Colorado, where mushrooms are legal, yeah.
What? That's just stupid. You know... You want to give them a $100 bill for that. You know, that's good. We got psychedelics, mushrooms, marijuana, but no Kratom. Are you freaking kidding me? Kratom is way down on the impact of what it does kind of list, as far as I can tell. You know, I just took six tablets, just to see what happens this afternoon. Well, how long does it take before it starts taking effect?
If you drink the powder... or as a tea, or you mix it with water, then usually it's like 10 minutes. You can feel it as you're drinking it. But if it's the capsules, it's got to dissolve in your system. So usually about 45 minutes to an hour, you'll just start to feel a little lighter on your toes and a little,
All right, it's just me and the audience next hour. I'm going to do some update comment. You're going to get the feel of Ernie. Woo-hoo.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Ernie's doing well today. All right, we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. You already got that energy. I hope I have half the energy you do when I reach
it's
your age.
It's a decision. And you get up and it's like, we get to play baseball today. I mean, you know. Plus, bulletproof doesn't hurt. That really has made a big difference. I'll tell you, it's little things like this. As you get older and your libido starts to go down a little bit, I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I can't, man, no, hell no. You know, I enjoy this thing. As I get older, I want to have more sexual relations. Anyway, so what I did is I kind of, do I got to do testosterone supplement, that, whatever. And then I found out there was one article I came across to where bodybuilders, they were saying, oh, because of the steroids, your testicles shrivel up and you got all these big muscles, but you're talking like a girl, like Mike Tyson or something, whatever, they're going on about it. And there was an article and they said, that's not true. We're tested a lot of times, these different competitions and everything. The reason that they have these problems is that when they go into competition, they cut all fats out so they can get ripped. They get, right down to the skin and muscle kind of look, and when they do that, testosterone is built on the fats. Like, that's why you have the coconut oil and the grass-fed butter. And what that does is it goes straight into your brain and it makes you, where you got focus and it's energy for your brain. But it's also the building blocks. These fats are what testosterone is made from. And if you don't have that, then you don't get it. So then you start at more estrogen, all this kind of stuff. So they were saying the problem was not, the steroids. It was that they cut out all the fats. So that's, and I go, I remember we were at Pork Fest years ago and Joby Weeks was there and it was, who it was at Joby's place. It was Richard Grove. Richard Grove was, pimping this bulletproof coffee thing. And I go, yeah, this is kind of cool. So then I read that article. I go, hey, I remember that. Boom. I started loading up within 3 days. Boom, man. It just cut hours, at least an hour off of my, you know, time. So if I could get it, that's at the same time when I was trying the Kratom thing. I'm going, okay, you know, this is, you know, let's see. So I'll give it more of a shot. I just did it to make, I just wanted to make sure it didn't like have a negative or toxic or you couldn't drive or stupid effect before I talk. You know, I don't want to talk about it and not try it. But I never really just did. I have it sitting in there. You know, hell, I got these packages are years old. But I'm going, all right, I will give it a shot because John Bush said. So nice. You send me, I
get
do
some,
it.
You'll get some early next week. So definitely try my stuff, too. Maybe you can make a little drink and drink
Yeah, no, I'm all over your stuff. John Bush is coming, and boom, because John said. Yeah, that's another thing. It's guys you trust in the movement. You know, I've known John a long time. He's one of us. But I tell you, I built up quite a bit before I did some information before I even tried it before. But there's so many people around me that just quietly – you know, use it and it benefits them. It's just part of, it in their bag or they, you know, take it before and after they work out or run or something, or they're getting old, a little creaky or whatever, you know, it has a big benefit. And you're now, how do they get their free ounce?
Yeah. So freeounceofkratom.com, freeounceofkratom.com. Anyone can get one free ounce of Green Mang Da, which is the most popular and most potent strain.
Now, if they want to get their free ounce of Kratom, you know, they need to remember a website to get their free ounce of Kratom. What do they got to remember?
freeounceofkratom.com.
freeounceofkratom.com. Yeah, that's a good, easy way to remember it. freeounceofkratom.com. So if you wanted your free ounce of Kratom, you know, you go to freeounceofkratom.com. John Bush, hook you up.
What's that?
John, thank you very much, man. Hold on a second. I want to yak to you. We'll be right back in the next hour, and you guys get to see how kratomized I get. I took 6 of the tablets. Oh, 6? Oh, my God. Yeah, they were saying, you know, like 10. I'm going, why don't you just make a big horse tablet and be done with it? We'll be right back. Peace. So how's every little thing in your world? We're recording, so don't get too personal. But, I mean, so you good?
Things are good, yeah. The kiddos, I found this awesome private school that's like-minded, and they do meditation and gardening and stuff, and they're really liking that, so that's pretty cool.
All right. Hold on a second. Let me stop the videos. Nah, we're still doing stream. I was going to ask you some other stuff, but it doesn't matter. But I'll see you. When am I going to see you next? What, you going to Narcopoco probably?
Yeah, I was telling Donna, too, my girlfriend, her sister's getting married in Phoenix just before Anarchapulco, so we're probably going to come up the week before. We should hang out and go to dinner or something.
Yeah, no, we got, you know, depending on what's going on, we got the back bedroom, and you joined the long line of everybody. So, I mean, you know,
cool, man.
You know, you can stay here if we got it available. Donna can, John Bush and friend state, she says yes. So, you know, send me 2 ounces.
I'm sending you 5.
Woo! You get to stay, you know, the whole night through. Okay, so we'll go ahead and we'll plan on you guys being here before. And, you know, that's, you know, I'm still, oh, God, it's always a money thing. I always wind up going anyway. It's just like that. You know, all these festivals, I mean, they take a big chunk out of me. But, you know, they're better. But the pirate thing is taking off. Oh, pirateswithoutborders.com. Okay, are you at a computer? All right, do this. Go to Freedom's Phoenix, and I'll show you where to whatever. Because I want to show you something. This is where you can market your stuff and promote and be better than not. And I'll need some banners and so on. Okay, on the left side, you go down a couple of scrolls, and you see the logo that says Pirates Without Borders there. The red square on the left side of Freedom's Phoenix as you scroll down a little bit.
Belay.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing.
Yeah. The red thing. Just click on that. That's Captain Mark.
All right. Pirate Dad Borders. Yep.
Okay. Now, if you go along the top up there, you'll see where it says, you know, energy, food, shelter, yada, 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 and health. On the right 4 over there, it says health. Okay. Click on health. Now, healthcare, what this is a just on technology down to the individual decentralization of health, you know, something to do with your body and all that. Now, the banner ads up there, we haven't really focused on this. We're still building this out. It's always or something. But the that where you see that IPAC thing, that banner ad, anything to do with health, people go there. That's where we would put your Kratom advertising.
Cool.
So get me a horizontal square kind of, you know, graphic that fit in there. Boom. I'll do it because I love you.
Nice. Which spot? So I know the size.
Well, it can be any width. It just has to have that pixel height. So if you check the IPAC there. Now, all right, let me give you this.
IPAC. Okay.
Okay, let me give you this. All right. You got a pen and paper or something?
Yep.
All right, you ready? The best pixel size banner ads, and just send me the link and the banner, would be 600 pixels wide by 120 tall. That goes on our email dispatch. That's probably your best one. 600 wide, 120 tall. Then, you know, on the Freeman's Phoenix and the web pages and everything, 728 wide by 90 tall. Then the verticals are 160 wide by 600 tall. 120 wide by 600 tall. You do those four sizes, and I can spew you up all over the place. You might want to do a fifth size, smaller, to go in this area here on the Pirates. You send those to me with the link you want to go to. I'll put them up at least for till the end of the year or something, just for grins.
Okay, cool.
All right, waiting on you now.
Thanks, Ernie.
All right, peace, brother. Bye.
All right, take care. Bye.